Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball towards center. Unser catches it and throws to first to double up Allison. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. French settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Camillo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up towards third. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. Quilici is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Holman now playing first base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.